Lasagna. Words. A company. Against, about. All the same, nevertheless. Arrange. Bechamel sauce. Bright. Brown. Bucket. Chaos. Chopped. Clean. Clean up. Cleaning the house. Comprehensible. Consist of. Delete. Despite. Determine, arrange. Dirt, mess. Disaster. Education. Equally. Fate. Favorite. Fill. Finally. Finish. Floor. From where. Fun. Funny. Guess. Get scared. Go. Grass. Hurt someone, strike. Interesting. Italian. Joke. Knee. Lasagna. Laugh. Lean. Listen. Look. Make someone happy. Make efforts, work. Maliciously, wickedly. Mash. Mass. Moment. Not great, quite small. Nutmeg. Old. Once again. Open. Order, sequence, turn. Oregano. Park. Parmesan. Recently. Remember. Restaurant. Reward. Situation. Slip. Slow. Smile. Soapy. Sock. Spend. Stand up. Stupid. Stick. Story, history. Straight. Strength. Tall. Tear. Tell. Tired, worn out. Transparent, translucent. Try. Turn out to be. Turn over. Up. Wall. Warm. Warmed. Washed. Wax. Hole. Wine. Work. Work, effort. Right. Lasagna. 1. The children have dinner after school. They look tired. Mom wants to cheer them up a bit and says, "Today I was told a funny story. Listen. A mother and daughter decided to give the kitchen a good cleaning. They worked very hard and tried to wash the floors on their knees, then rubbed them with wax. Then they decided to clean the oven. It was an old gas stove. They spent a lot of time cleaning it and removing dirt. When the work was finished, they decided to reward themselves for their work and the hard day. The mother and daughter decided to bake their favorite cookies. They prepared the dough, spread it on a baking sheet. The daughter walked on the wax-rubbed floor to put the trays in the oven, which had just been washed clean. Then it started. Perhaps fate smiled wickedly and dealt them this joke. Her socks slid across the floor just at the moment when she leaned on the oven with a sheet of cookie dough. At this point, the dough sheet turned itself upside down and fell directly into the open, preheated oven. They were afraid that the dough would stick to the walls of the newly cleaned but hot oven. The mother quickly filled a bucket with warm soapy water and put it near the oven to wash it fast. The oven was finally cleaned. At the last moment, when the daughter wanted to get up, she hit her knee against the bucket. And all the water with the dough and the chocolate was on all their newly rubbed floor, leaving a mess on the floor and chaos all over the kitchen. Now they no longer had the strength to clean up. They just sat on the floor and laughed to tears, until they cried. Despite the fact that the kitchen was a complete disaster, this funny situation still amused them. 2. Dad and Nicholas and go to the park. They love to spend time together. Mom decides that she has time to cook a tasty dish. My friend works at an Italian restaurant. She told me a very interesting recipe. It is more like a festive dish. Today we will try to cook it, Mom says. What kind of food? Asks Anne. This is lasagna. Previously, I always thought it was very difficult. Now I know how to cook it. We need a filling, sauce and ready-to-bake lasagna dough. You prepare the filling. Remember how to cook it, Mom says. Maybe I'd better write it down. Anne offers. Let's write it down. You will need 300 grams of beef, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, onion, salt, pepper, oregano, basil, 1 can of tomatoes in their own juice, 400 grams, and 1 glass of dry red wine. Now take a pan, skillet, and heat olive oil in it. Put in finely chopped onions. Cook it on low heat until the onion is translucent, then add the garlic, says Mom. What does translucent mean? Anne is interested. This means that it should not fry. Then put in the stuffing and bring the mass to a light brown color. Pour in the wine and cook over low heat for 10 minutes. The last thing you want to add is tomatoes, finely chopped with juice from the jar. Season with spices and herbs. All together, cook over medium heat for about 30 minutes, says Mom. What are you going to cook? Asks the daughter. I will prepare bechamel sauce in the meantime. I need 500 grams of milk, 1 tablespoon of flour, 100 grams of butter, nutmeg, and salt. How do you prepare this sauce? Anne asks, interested. In a skillet to melt the necessary butter, add to it the flour and fry gently. Now I can, gradually, stirring the whole time, pour the milk mixture into the heated pan with flour and bring it to a boil. Then you need a little salt, nutmeg and black pepper. Simmer, stirring occasionally, for 8-10 minutes, Mom explains the recipe. The filling is ready. What should I do now? Anne clarifies. Now is the last step. We will take a high baking dish and pour in a bit of the meat topping. Then close it with sheet of lasagna. Pour another layer of meat filling on top, then bechamel sauce, and arrange everything evenly. Now sprinkle with parmesan, put down another lasagna sheet, and continue like this until the meat filling finishes, says Mom. I like it. It is interesting, says Anne. That is good. So, sometimes you can cook lasagna yourself. Place a sheet of filling on top of a sheet of lasagna, pour the last portion of bechamel sauce and sprinkle some Parmesan cheese. Turn the oven on to 180 degrees. It should warm up. Now put it in the oven and bake for about 40 minutes, until a crust forms, says Mom. Questions and answers. Why does Mom decide to cheer children? Because they look tired. Why do the mother and daughter decide to bake their favorite cookies? They decide to reward themselves after a hard day. Why do cookies flip over? Because the daughter slips on the floor. Why do they get scared? Because the dough could have stuck to the walls of the hot oven. Where does Mom find an interesting recipe? A friend tells her an interesting recipe. What is the filling for lasagna? Filling for lasagna consists of meat, onions, tomatoes, spices, wine. What do you need bechamel sauce for? You need bechamel sauce for lasagna. What kind of cheese is used for lasagna? You need Parmesan cheese for lasagna. Does Mom make the dough for lasagna? No, she takes some pre-made dough.